Task 2. You will hear parts of a radio program. Read through the sentences below and decide if the sentences are true or false, according to what you hear. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
Sometimes students write to me and say, I need to learn English fast. Maybe they have a deadline, like I'm starting a new job or I'm taking an exam 2 months from now, so I need to be fluent by then. Or maybe they just don't want to waste time. They just want to reach their goal of fluency as quickly as possible. Is it possible to reach fluency fast? And how can you do it? The first point is very important to understand. Becoming fluent in a language simply takes a lot of time, so you need to be careful when you're setting goals and avoid setting goals that are just not realistic. It's like if you want to go from New York in the United States to São Paulo in Brazil. It's a long distance. You can't transport there instantly. And there's no way to get from New York to São Paulo in, let's say, 1 hour. It's just not possible with our current technology. In the same way, fluency in English, reaching an advanced level, it just takes time. Now, the exact amount of time is different from person to person, but what I want you to understand is that if you're hoping for some magic formula or secret strategy that can make you fluent in a month or two, forget about it. That simply doesn't exist. So first of all, what I recommend, if you have a specific short-term goal, like getting a good score on an exam or going to a job interview in English, is to focus all your study on materials that are specific to that goal. This type of focused study will prepare you more specifically for that exam, that presentation, or whatever it is you need to do soon. Does that make sense? Okay, now let's look at the longer-term goal of being fluent in English. If we go back to our example of traveling from New York to São Paulo, you can't get there instantly, but you could fly, or you could drive, or you could walk. If you drove a car all the way down through the United States, through Mexico and Central America and through Brazil until reaching São Paulo, it would take you quite a long time, probably weeks. But if you can fly, you could reach your destination in about 9 hours. So in the same way, there are ways you can reach fluency faster and more efficiently, and there are ways that will slow you down. Today, I'll give you 5 tips for reaching fluency faster. These things are not an instant fix, but they will accelerate your English learning. Fast fluency tip number 1 is to immerse yourself in English. To immerse means to completely surround yourself with English. Get as much exposure and as much practice as possible. When most people think of immersion, they think you need to go live in an English-speaking country. But there are plenty of other ways to do it. You just need to get creative. Think about integrating English into your day as much as possible. So maybe listen to English podcasts while you're traveling to work or exercising or doing housework. Instead of reading the news in your native language, go online and try reading it in English. When you have some time to think, practice thinking in English. Join some English-speaking groups on Facebook so you'll naturally see more posts in English when you're browsing social media or watch movies or TV shows in English. All of these are things you can do in addition to your official study time. You're just filling your day with as much English as possible. Now, most students don't do this, but if you do, it will definitely help you get fluent faster.
Now, listen again.
Sometimes students write to me and say, I need to learn English fast. Maybe they have a deadline, like I'm starting a new job or I'm taking an exam 2 months from now, so I need to be fluent by then. Or maybe they just don't want to waste time. They just want to reach their goal of fluency as quickly as possible. Is it possible to reach fluency fast? And how can you do it? The first point is very important to understand. Becoming fluent in a language simply takes a lot of time, so you need to be careful when you're setting goals and avoid setting goals that are just not realistic. It's like if you want to go from New York in the United States to São Paulo in Brazil. It's a long distance. You can't transport there instantly. And there's no way to get from New York to São Paulo in, let's say, 1 hour. It's just not possible with our current technology. In the same way, fluency in English, reaching an advanced level, it just takes time. Now, the exact amount of time is different from person to person, but what I want you to understand is that if you're hoping for some magic formula or secret strategy that can make you fluent in a month or two, forget about it. That simply doesn't exist. So first of all, what I recommend, if you have a specific short-term goal, like getting a good score on an exam or going to a job interview in English, is to focus all your study on materials that are specific to that goal. This type of focused study will prepare you more specifically for that exam, that presentation, or whatever it is you need to do soon. Does that make sense? Okay, now let's look at the longer-term goal of being fluent in English. If we go back to our example of traveling from New York to São Paulo, you can't get there instantly, but you could fly, or you could drive, or you could walk. If you drove a car all the way down through the United States, through Mexico and Central America, and through Brazil until reaching São Paulo, it would take you quite a long time, probably weeks. But if you can fly, you could reach your destination in about 9 hours. So in the same way, there are ways you can reach fluency faster and more efficiently, and there are ways that will slow you down. Today, I'll give you 5 tips for reaching fluency faster. These things are not an instant fix, but they will accelerate your English learning. Fast fluency tip number 1 is to immerse yourself in English. To immerse means to completely surround yourself with English. Get as much exposure and as much practice as possible. When most people think of immersion, they think you need to go live in an English-speaking country. But there are plenty of other ways to do it. You just need to get creative. Think about integrating English into your day as much as possible. So maybe listen to English podcasts while you're traveling to work or exercising or doing housework. Instead of reading the news in your native language, go online and try reading it in English. When you have some time to think, practice thinking in English. Join some English-speaking groups on Facebook so you'll naturally see more posts in English when you're browsing social media or watch movies or TV shows in English. All of these are things you can do in addition to your official study time. You're just filling your day with as much English as possible. Now, most students don't do this, but if you do, it will definitely help you get fluent faster.
This is the end of task 2.